Hey everyone, this is Chris Brown, your real estate professional and marketing entrepreneur. I wanted to welcome you to another great episode of State of the Real Estate Market. Once again, I am Chris, and today's episode is about selling your home as is when it needs repairs. Now, in today's market, is that a good decision or is that a bad decision? Or is that just the decision that you would like to make? And getting your home sold. So basically what that means is I'm going to be able to provide you with three tips on selling your property as is and a few reasons why you would want to sell it as is. And if you are selling it as is, some of the things that you need to keep in mind when you're going through that process. So with that being said, here are three tips. The first tip is utilizing a real estate agent. Usually when you're selling as is, you're not taking as much time to prepare the property for the market. So what you want to do is make sure that you are letting potential buyers know that you're selling the property as is. Typically when a property is listed on the market, there's a property description and you want to include as is so that when a buyer does see this, they have in their mind that what you see is what you get, so to speak. And basically what that is when a seller is selling their property as is, they do not intend on making any repairs to the property. And if there's any additional repairs that may be needed, then you're gonna have to deal with those repairs on your own. So always encourage any buyer that's buying a home that does not have warranties or is not brand new, I would always suggest that you have it inspected. Even if it is brand new construction as well, even when a property is new construction, it still goes through an inspection. So make sure that you have that done. So that's basically what as is. What you see is what you get, and the seller does not intend on making any repairs. Now, also, as a seller, and you're trying to get your property onto the market fast, another tip that you can help yourself in this process is what I like to call, and what a lot of my team members call, is having the home pre-loved. And that's basically having the property inspected prior to placing it on the market, and then disclosing the items that you find that come up in the inspection. So before you even go under contract, you would have an inspection. A potential buyer would take a look at the property, take a look at the property as well as take a look at the report, letting them know that, hey, these are a few things that were found in the inspection that were recently done. Do you plan on moving forward and are you able to deal with these issues? So that's something that you can do to prevent the back and forth and potential buyers not wanting to move forward in the process. If they know what they're getting ahead of time, then there's not a lot of reason for them to back out of the contract. A second tip is that if you do decide to complete a few repairs to the property, then keep in mind that you may address the high priority items. So what that means is high priority items are usually your big ticket items, such as, say, electrical, your roof, your AC, and your plumbing. So there is financing out there, typically on the conventional side, that if those four items are taken care of, a lot of the cosmetic items that may need repairs, you can still get financing on them. But if you address the high priority items, it will not eliminate everyone from purchasing the home. And I'll tell you what I mean by that. So if you have a home that has a lot of cosmetic issues, but those four items that I mentioned, plumbing, electrical, AC, and the roof are all in great condition, there's financing on the conventional side. However, if you're using a government-backed loan and you have cosmetic issues with the property, you may not get financing. Typically, that process is a little bit more stringent. And what I mean by stringent is that they want to have those items taken care of, especially for a first-time home buyer. They want to make sure that those items are addressed. So You may decide to address the high priority items, but if you don't have, say, the financial means of addressing those, then you may want to address some of the lower priority items, and that's typically your cosmetic items, such as if it needs paint, new flooring. You know, sometimes you may have stained carpet, but you don't want to deal with it. But if you address the smaller items and maybe leave the bigger ticketed items alone, that's less money out of pocket. So you also have to keep in mind that it's going to narrow down, either way, it's going to narrow down your buyer's pool. So if you go in and take the time to do everything to get the property ready for the market, you're going to be open to everyone to purchase a home. But if you don't and you decide to do smaller items, then you're going to narrow down that buyer's pool. So either address the high priority items or the low priority items. And the third tip of selling your property as is, if you don't want to do anything and you know the property definitely needs repairs, then you're probably going to be looking at a buyer's pool that would include people that are willing to pay cash for the home because you can't get financing on it, or you're going to be selling to an investor. And typically investors may have some type of cash equivalent type of financing. And you will, in today's market, you have so many of what they call iBuyers. And those are individuals that will be willing to make cash offers on your home. And with those cash offers, they're typically a bit less than what market value is. So if you're willing to take less and not have to do anything, you pay cash. If you're willing to go ahead and take care of everything and maximize your opportunity and maximize the amount that you get from the home, then you'll take care of all of the items that need to be done to the home. But either way, I would always suggest, probably the first tip, this is the one that I like the best, is if you're going to decide to sell it as is, go ahead and have the property inspected. So that way that you can share with any potential buyer what's going on with the property and what items may need to be repaired. And once you have that inspection, you may decide to say, hey, I'll take care of a lot of these lower priority items. And that way I won't have as many people fearing from the property, because that's always a thought that may go into a potential buyer's mind that, hey, if they're selling it as is, what's wrong with it? So having it pre-loved in the beginning will help you sell your property as is. But those are the three tips or three ways that you would be able to sell your property as is, and the things that you can do and address selling your property as is. As always, this is Chris Brown, your real estate professional and marketing entrepreneur. If you are buying, selling, or investing in the Tampa Bay area, be sure to check out realestatewithchrisbrown.com. Take care.